Wake up with Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Feels good. We love our city. Go 92.5.
Yeah, big podcast today. We love our city, and apparently so does the rest of the country. The Logies here, end of June, and with it, a whole bunch of celebrities jetting into town. But we're going to find out on the podcast today if Spider knows who all the gold nominees are.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure he's got an opinion on them either way.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait and find out because, the Logies have been, obviously, nominated. But I saw something over the weekend that's more alarming or more disturbing than any of that. Mm-hmm. And, Ben, I don't know what you're doing, but you're away for the weekend on a baby moon. Now, I've never heard of a baby moon, but what I saw is, why? I've got a Gold FM. I want to ask the Gold FM family why. I'm confused. I don't know why you do it or what it is or what it's about, but it's a holiday because you're having a baby?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, a holiday before the baby.
It's none of your business. So stay right out of it. So none of your beeswax, love.
We'll get the thoughts of the Gold FM family on whether a baby moon is a thing or not.
Look, and I must admit, thank you for you two for looking at me awkwardly but not mentioning what's going on with my face. Yes, it's obvious something is happening with my face.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure when I bring it up, you'll both have an opinion on it. But yes, it's pretty crazy.
Trying to see.
Hang on, I'll take my hat off. You ready? And I take my hat off and... Okay, beauty is pain, as they call it. Yeah, that's right. Okay. We'll address the issue of my face during this potty, eh?
What's going on with Bridges' face?
You've got to pretend that everything's all right. That reaction was not cool.
I mean, yeah, no, everything's fine. Bridge and Spider podcast, answering the big questions like, what's going on with Bridges' face?
Yeah.
Starts now.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Look, I might find things amusing today, but I have to say to you guys, I might have to verbally say, oh, that's funny, because when I smile, it hurts. Let me explain.
What's happened?
This is your mate. Your mate's done this to me, Peter.
What's happened?
Don't say what's happened. Look at his face. Dr. Bill, he's at Skin Alert, and he said, I'm going to get you ready for the wedding. He's at Paradise Point. I went, all right. And so his beautiful nurse, Fiona, went, I'm going to put some chemicals in your face and we're just going to take a few layers off. And I went, yeah, righto.
A few layers off?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What gets you to a stage where you sit there and go, you know what, I want to put chemicals on my face because I want to lose layers?
Well, because when you get older, there's heaps of layers of skin that you just, doesn't matter what you do, you know, the moisture doesn't soak in and it's just dead skin on your face.
But don't you need skin on your face?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Obviously, this is done properly, you know, under medical supervision.
Can you take too many layers off? Like, I don't know. Like, how many layers of skin have we got? Do they grow back? I don't know. This is what I'm asking.
Yeah, skin always grows back. It regenerates. But, you know, this just makes it all nice and fresh. So for the wedding coming up, I have nice, fresh skin, which is lovely. I'm not sticking needles in my face or anything. It was only five layers of some kind of acid.
Five layers?
And what's happened is it started to peel badly. So trying to explain it, it's like concrete drying on your face. So it's like a render and it's so tight, it hurts to smile and it's starting to crack. Now, Peter, I know that you've got our lovely technician, Marco, in here, and you just told him to position the camera, because you're in Canada, further away from me so you don't have to look at me. I'm not that hideous.
Looks like you should be having a shave with a potato peeler at the moment. Because...
Well, this is it. You can't peel it off. And no, it's a fair call.
It's coming off. It's peeling off. It's actually, you know, like your movies of... Now, don't get me wrong. I'm probably going to the extreme
here. Oh, here we go. That's a great way to start the conversation. Yeah.
Have you heard of the movie Freddy Krueger?
Oh.
As I said, to the extreme, but that's what's happening. Your face is starting to peel away.
Yeah, it is. All the dirty stuff's coming off, but you can't peel it because then it could scar because it's quite thick layers, right? So as it's peeling, I've got sheets hanging from my face. Now, let me tell you about a first world problem last night. I ate a burger and I cracked the skin in a circle from my nose to my chin.
Uh-huh.
That was excellent. I didn't care. I was hoping the oil from the burger would just like kind of drip on it. But it's itchy. It's horrible. But you know what? Jamie's so in love, my partner. How beautiful is he, right? okay, all weekend trying not to smile, trying not to crack up. He's like, oh, no, it's a, wow, it's really working. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, wow, you're like a snake. Ooh, transformation, new
like
you.
Like a snake.
Oh, you're shedding. Oh, the butterfly's coming that. Out of the chrysalis. Like he's trying everything. Guess what he did this morning for me? Seriously, it doesn't get better than this. He woke up. I didn't ask him. He woke up and he goes, hun, let me help you out. And he got a pair of scissors and cut the excess off.
Oh. You're not serious.
Hey?
I think, was that for his benefit or for yours?
Isn't that love? Isn't that love?
Oh, that's what one flesh. Nothing says love more than that.
One flesh, they say. One flesh, so there we are. Isn't that amazing?
There's one flesh peeling off your chin there,
there's
mate.
There's a lot. Do you want to have a go? No. Do you want to feel it?
I wouldn't want to take that off, Jamie.
You sure? No, he did. Just on the side, just to get the sheety bits off. Isn't that beautiful?
I remember the first thing you said to Jamie, that he actually needs to go to Specsavers. Remember that? Because you reckon...
I do.
He never went.
He never went, and I never will let him.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
The Night of Nights.
Oh, the Night of Nights. The Day of Days yesterday. All the Logies. All the nominations. The nominees, everyone came out in force at the Star Casino. Second year of having it here on the Gold Coast, which is very exciting. And the most popular personality, they're the ones that get the gold logo. I call it the Golden Gumby. Looks like a Gumby.
Yeah. It does look like a Gumby, doesn't it?
Yes. We've got superstar host Amanda Keller, who is unreal. She's so good.
Yeah, okay, keep going. Who else?
Oh, yeah, comes from the professional himself with you. She's been in radio for over, I don't know, 25 years, an incredible host, hosted many shows, including Beyond 2000. Why would you knock Amanda? What don't you like about her?
I'm not knocking
You just want to knock everyone
it's
down.
It's not hard. No, I'm not. I'm just going, it's not hard to read off a screen. That's all. Okay, who's next?
She doesn't just read off a screen. She doesn't read off a screen. She's great at the quick whips as well. There's a chick from Neighbours, Eve Maury, don't really know who, Roger Corser from Dr. Doctor, Sam Mack. I like the ways they call him, the Sunrise Weather Jester.
Yeah.
Tom Gleason from Hard Chap, the sharp, razor-sharp comedian. Waleed Ali, respected journalist and host, and gardening guru, he's a freak of nature, I love him, Costa Georgiadis.
Now, I've got to be honest here because
you've just read through.
But Sam Mack, come on. I don't know about that. This is for the most popular personality. Sam Mack, I don't know about that. Tom Gleason, I find him very good at what he does. Yep, I don't mind him. Waleed, I think he polarizes. I don't think he's the most popular because they love him or hate him. And who's Costa? Australia bike.
He's unreal.
I've never seen him before, and I'll be honest, I'm being honest, I have never, ever, ever heard of him in my life. It might be because I don't watch the ABC, never heard of him.
All right, he mustn't exist then if Spider hasn't heard of him, because you're with pop culture. You're amazing.
No. It says he's in a gardening show. It's got nothing to do with pop culture, but I don't know.
He is awesome. He's got this big hairy beard. His whole face is just hair. And he's so cool. And
maybe for
educational reasons, you should watch ABC more often because it's awesome. And he just does a lot for the community. He's very engaged in the community and builds beautiful veggie gardens and community gardens. And he is so passionate about gardening. Yeah. He's brilliant.
He reminds me of the old Peter Russell Clark. I'm Peter. Russell
Clark.
That's who he reminds me of.
Okay, well, if you don't like any of those, Spider, who else would you throw in the ring? Apparently you don't half of those people.
He's jealous because Gads isn't up there. He's not up there. This is what it comes down to, right?
I'll tell you what, there are a couple there that they went totally off the mark with. Julia Morris up for one of the best presenters.
She's awesome.
She was on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here that no one watched. Sunday Takeaway that nobody watches.
It doesn't matter. She still did a good job.
That's questionable.
Excuse me, you can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter. And she did a great job.
Okay, then. Well, that's what they're able to do with these shows. How about this? For light entertainment, up for a Logie is Dancing with the Stars. Now, come on, please. And also for reality television, there's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, MKR, MasterChef. They are just filling up the numbers because nobody watched anything else outside. And this is how bad Australian television's got. MAFS, Married at First Sight, is going to win a few awards. And the other one, the most popular commercial, this is the only absolute 100% certainty, will go to the Australian Crocodile Dundee commercial. That's all we can give you. That is a certainty on spiderbet.com.au.
Oh, you're negative, Bet. Oh, negative. There's not one positivity in there. Not nothing.
Yeah, the Australian Crocodile and maths winning everything.
What a shame.
Anyway, we're looking forward to the Logies being hosted here on the Gold Coast again.
Yes, we are. Well,
Sunday,
you are.
June 30 at the Star. It's the 61st TV Week Logie Awards. 61 years, Spider, and you reckon it's... Anyway.
He's just been uninvited.
It's Rennett's race. Yeah. It's Rennett's race.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
Oh, please, come on, Benny. Now, to be honest with us, because what did you do over the weekend? We saw that you did a Facebook post of some baby moon. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't 100% know what a baby moon is. By the look of things, you went away for a weekend, but is it like... I don't know. Is it like a honeymoon but for babies or something?
Yes. Well, it's essentially the same idea where you go away with your partner, but this one is before you have a baby. So it's a baby moon.
It's a grand idea. It's a way, Peter.
Why, though?
But why?
So what we did, we went up to O'Reilly's Rainforest Retreat out the back of the Gold Coast there. It was beautiful up there. And we, you know, we went on a couple of little walks and we had massages and, you know, it was quite nice.
Look, it's lovely. Can I just say, in your defence...
Thank you, yes.
I think it's great to reconnect because very soon it's not going to be about the two of you. All your attention and devotion will be going into the baby, which is due any time now.
Yeah, it could pop any day.
And that's right. And often blokes feel, you know, left out a bit with the breastfeeding and, you know, no one's getting any sleep. And I think it's really important. So why judge that? Why do you have to be opinionated on this?
This is just my opinion. I think they're a waste of time. What, you know, like a baby moon, like why? Why you have a baby? What's the big deal? You're not the only one.
What's
but like, what do you
deal?
Do? What do you go there and hold hands or go for a walk and watch TV? What can't you do there that you can't do at home? It's not like you can go horse riding or tobogganing or skiing or anything like that, can you? So I'm being serious. Like, why? Like.
Oh, just a relaxing night away without having to think about work with you two. And,
exactly.
You know,
and
just...
you judging everything. Well, you're so judgy this morning.
No, I'm not being...
Yes, you are being judgy.
Because I've never heard... Oh, seriously, who goes on baby moons?
Excuse me.
Is it just the new millennials?
You've got the luxury of going away all the time because you film The Great Australian Doorstep with your beautiful wife. You get to see... A lot of Australia, a lot of people don't ever get away, stop it, from their everyday life. So you think we're being freaks.
We prefer to take separate cars.
I know you do. But look, even Witches Falls Cottages up at Mount Tambourine, they do packages for us,
Us? No.
I'm not having a baby.
Just people who are having babies.
Yes, and you get the beautiful pamper session for the mum to be and a massage and you get a teddy bear from the teddy bear shop and essential travel kit and a pregnancy.
Oh,
you get
please.
All this beautiful stuff. And I think... It's really cool. Why can't you just let people do it if it means you're reconnecting with your partner? There's no negative side about this, but you have to make it negative.
No, I can see that you're saying there's no negative side. I just want to know, do actually people do it? You're one, but do other people do it? Or a lot of people out there like me and go, what is a baby moon?
All right. Because whose side are you on?
Do you really need it?
13, 27, 10.
Your brain.
Yeah. Yes. Should you go on a baby moon? That's what we want to know.
Yes.
Should you go on a baby moon? It's what it boils down to. It's everyone versus Spider. But if you want to,
no, it isn't.
13, 27, 10. Should you go on a baby moon?
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.
And Spider and Bridge, you both kindly decided that this week is going to be.
Come on, you know who your daddy is. Who's your daddy?
It's Dad Week with Bridge and Spider.
That is correct.
Gold 92.5.
All right, Ben, your firstborn is on the way.
Yes.
How long?
About 3 weeks, any day, though.
Exactly right.
It's been cooking long enough and ready to pop.
Yes, it is. So does your baby week. Lots of challenges and lots of things organised for you this week.
I'm looking forward to some of the challenges that I've heard whispers about.
Well, now... Also, you have a very big family. You have the Gold FM family to help you out. I'm on your side with this one. A baby moon's a silly idea. Now, Spider, you think it's a silly idea. Hang on a minute. Now, Ben has never been married.
Yes.
So this is his getaway. So what, you think honeymoons are a waste of time too, where you connect? You've been on three honeymoons.
No.
You're away in Canada with your partner.
Yeah. Look, I've never been had a baby moon. I've never heard of a baby moon, but I just think what an absolute waste of time. You've got a baby coming. There's more way. What are you going to do? You're going to sit there, hold hands, watch telly and go for a walk? You can do that at home. I just think a baby moon is just this trying to make an excuse up for, I don't know. I don't know what the purpose is of it. You're going to have a beautiful baby in a couple of weeks. Focus on that.
But if you're at home, you're thinking about the nursery and building things and doing things and bottles everywhere and just, you know, it's overwhelming. Just get away. You went to O'Reilly's Retreat. Beautiful place to go, Ben.
It's nice and relaxing. Up in the mountains.
So we asked the Golifern family.
Had massages.
Stop it.
Beautiful.
You didn't.
I'm sure you did very well.
Kate
too.
Watched me drink some beers. Yes. It was great.
Lucky thing. Oh. And you took it down to a waterfall. I realised that's a bit of a walk.
Oh, no, I walked about halfway down to the waterfall and then remembered she's 36 weeks pregnant, so she just waited there and I did the rest of it.
And if the water's broke, that's not the waterfall. That is Kate. No. All right. So we're asking everyone, are you the same as Spider? Can you not grasp this idea? Rebecca in Helensvale, do you think baby moons are a silly idea?
No way. Spider, you're bloody rubbish. You know that?
Good.
Yeah. 9 years ago, my husband and I went our baby moon, and it was up to Hamilton Island. I flew for the first time in a helicopter with no doors on it, 8 months pregnant.
Oh.
Went scuba diving, pregnant, first time ever, and we actually ended up having the Great Barrier Reef to ourselves and also went out on a very choppy yacht as well, 8 months pregnant. So, Spider, stick it.
Well, then, good on you, Rebecca.
Can I ask you, okay, can I ask you, though, then that means that baby moons were around 9 years ago.
Yes, and I'm over 40 now.
See, there you go. Well done.
Interesting,
you.
Because you've got a 12-year-old, so would they have been around 12 years ago?
Uh-huh.
No. Spider, you could have gone on a baby moon. Hey, let's get the thoughts of a bloke, because it's all been chicks that have said, let's go one more. Trent's in Oxenford.
Yes, exactly.
You're, as a man, do you agree with a baby moon?
Yeah, all for it, mate, all for it. So me and my missus had would have been 6 years ago. And that would have been the last time we had a peaceful, quiet weekend away together.
Oh, see? Exactly, Trent.
So we've now got two kids and that's it. So, it's 100 mile an hour from the moment they come. So.
And Spider, it's time to get romantic. You know what I mean? That's why the blokes
please,
are all
seriously, you can't say, honestly, that you love it.
Hang on. Shirley in Oxenford, you agree with Spider?
Of course I do, yes.
Okay, so why are you so anti-baby moon?
I am like Spider. You've decided to have a baby. You can have weekends at home. You don't need to pay to go away to get massages and pampered. You should be pampering her at home. You've no call to go away.
Can you just say baby again? Because it's so cool how you say baby.
Baby. Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Well, there we go. What do we think? I think the verdict is in. The Spider, you miss out on this one.
I'm still staying with it. I just don't know what the use of a baby shower is. But, I mean a baby moon, but it looks like a lot of people are really for it, which is sad.
Which is sad. Why is it sad?
Just because you disagree with it.
People go off and do whatever they want in their own time.
Ed Cavalier joining us next, the home of comedy.
Wake up with a laugh. Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Gold 92.5.